Listen and Live Audio presents Jump the Shark by John Hine. Read by the author. That's me. Dedication for Debbie, my true love who inspires me daily and keeps me from jumping. For Rachel and Emily, my girls who make life worth living. For Mom, Dad, and my brother Kevin, who knew that watching all that TV would eventually amount to something. Introduction. It was my sophomore year at the University of Michigan in 1987, and I was living in a dump at 807 South Division with four other guys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We were trying to figure out what to do that night in Ann Arbor, and quickly realized we weren't getting off our asses. Again. A few schmitz later, the night's discussion started to meander to our usual topics, sports and women. But on this particular night, our chat went down a different path. With Nick at Night setting the mood, we started to reminisce about something near and dear to us all. Classic TV. What, we asked one another, was the precise moment that you knew it was all downhill for your favorite show? Love Boat? Vicky. Flintstones? Great Gazoo. Happy Days? That's easy, said Sean Connolly, my perennial college roommate. It was when Fonzie jumped the shark. Silence. No explanation necessary. The phrase said it all. Jumping the shark refers to a moment on Happy Days when Fonzie, fully clad in his leather jacket while on water skis, literally jumps over a shark in the Pacific Ocean. Anyone who was watching knew that very instant that the show would never be the same. It also happened to be during a three-part vacation episode, another sure sign that the show was going to jump the shark anyway. We spent the entire night searching our collective memories for the moments when TV shows jumped the shark, fiercely debating each and every one. On the day